Start your day of the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, 28th of Tammuz, 17th of July, Rabbi Avraham Aaron Troy Shlita. What does one have to do to become a Tzaddik Gomor? This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Nishmas Martel Bas from Meir Rafael Oleh HaSholem. His second Yahrzeit was yesterday.
Shows such special people have decided to start the day with Torah. There's nothing better and no better way than starting the day than only with Divrei Torah. We're standing today, Chof Ches Tammuz, the last days of Chodesh Tammuz. May I explain? What is the definition of the name Tammuz? What's Tammuz mean? Is there a word from Rishna? The Rishna zogt, Tammuz means Tam, it's finished, Vov Zayin. What happened between the 6th and the 7th hour of the day, Chet or Eagle was made in the middle of the day. Is Tam, we should be finished with that what Klal Yisrael machmit of Yom Pokti Bekadati because of Chet Ha'egel, what happened in the Shor Shishis between Vov and Zayin. That's what the Rishna says. I heard from the Vision of Serebes of Zayin Gesund, he added on another explanation in Tam Vov Zayin. And he says, Tam mit der Ganzkeit, complete. Vav Zayin. What's the gematria of Vav Zayin? 13. Echad. Klal Yisrael should be Belev Echad, Ish Echad, complete. And then we'll be Zoicha to Binyan Amigdosh. The reason why we're suffering such a long, long golus of the Gemara is because of Sinas Chinom. If it'll be Tomim, complete, Gantz, the Vav Zayin, 13, Echad, then today we'll hear the Shofar of Mashiach. That's Tammuz. Tammuz is our Bakosha, is to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, that we should be Zoicha to be Mekayim, the Tam Vav Zayin, and we should be Zoicha to Mashiach. What I want to explain today is, how are we going to be Zoicha to the Tam Vav Zayin, that Klal Yisrael should be Vayhi Bishur Melech V'Satsev Rosh Om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. It's very interesting. We all know that because of sin and Chinam, Klal Yisrael is in Golus. I'm allowed to understand what this means, sin and Chinam. I hate somebody for no reason. I get up in the morning for no reason. I don't like Reuven. I don't like Yosef. I meet him in the street, I don't give him a smile, I don't say good morning to him. Have you ever heard of anybody, who hates somebody for no reason? What's the explanation of these words, sinas chinam? I want to be makdim, a Rashi in Hazinu. A Rashi in Hazinu, which I believe is a yesoidistic Rashi for us to know. Rashi says, as in Midbar, the Rabbeinu Shloilam state in Posuk, Yimsoehu Beres Midbar, Yisoivivenu. The Rabbeinu Shemotun Sarum Gnumen. The Rabbeinu Shem showed us a gewaldige, gewaldige Ave and Liebschaft, how much he liked Klal Yisrael in the 40 years in Midbar. What's the meaning, Yisoivivenu? So Rashi says, Sovavam Banonim. Danane Akovet. The 6, the 7 Anani covered, which surrounded Klal Yisrael in Midbar, showed how much the Rabbeinu Hashem likes Klal Yisrael. Sovavam v'dgolim. The Arba, the 4 d'golim that were in Midbar, shtei digloy alai ave. The d'golim, is some blazirin, the liebschaft, the ave, that Klal Yisrael had, the Rabbeinu Hashem had Klal Yisrael. This I understand. Then Rashi says a third thing. And this is not to understand. Sovavom betachtis oho shekofa aleim kegigis. Like Kabbalah Satoira, Rabbi Yashem took the mountain and he told him, Klal Yisrael, Yimekabal the Torah is good. If not, Shom take Kvarashem. Kofa aleim ha kegigis shows the ava, the liebshaft, that Rabbi Yashem likes Klal Yisrael. And Nani Akovod, I understand. To Golem, I understand. But Kofleim Hakegigis, I don't understand. I'll tell you over, Taich. I think everyone here has heard of this Gemara of Kofleim Hakegigis. I'm allowed to understand this Gemara. Does it mean literally? You took a mountain, they put it on Klal Yisrael, and they said, if you make Kabbalah, the Torah is good. If not, Shom Teik Varaschem. That's what this Gemara means. So I'll tell you over from two completely different sources. One, the Baal HaTanya in Teure Oye. One, the Meshech Chochme in Zayn Gewaldige Sefer Meshech Chochme. Two, Mo'ire Yisroel, the Baal HaTanya in Doi Sumeach, explain the Kof Aleim HaKegigis. And maybe we'll understand the Kof Aleim HaKegigis, we'll have a different understanding to verstehen why Rashi brings down Yisoy Vivenu Yekof Aleim HaKegigis. So the Baal HaTanya Noi Sumeach. In next week's Pasha, Pasha's Reschanan, when the Torah talks about Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah says, Ator Reisu Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elikim, Ein Oid Melvadoi. Zogt Rashi B'Shem Chazal. What happened B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah? The Rebbeinu Shloilem opened all the seven Rekiyim. In Kiviyochel, the Rebbein Klal Yisrael Agazein, Kviyochel, the Rebbein Shloilam, and the Kisei HaKovod. I want to ask you, can you imagine for 5 minutes the Rebbein Shloilam will show us Gan Eden? We'll see the Scha of a Mitzvah. You'll see this Shabbos, we kept Shabbos. We'll show you the Gan Eden a person gets for Shmirah Shabbos. We'll show you the Gan Eden, the Nana Mizir Ashkina, on starting the day the Torah way. Limud HaTorah. A person does chesed. He says a nice good morning to somebody with a smile. A mitzvah. V'hafto l'reichu k'moicho. Have a magdim b'sholem l'chol odom. The Rebbein Hashem will show us 5 minutes. The scha for a mitzvah. Can we imagine? You know what will happen? If a person will see for 5 minutes the Schafa Mitzvah, he'll have no problem tomorrow to give as much money as he can to Stocker, to keep Shabbos, to learn as much as he can. He'll do the whole day mitzvahs. Why? Because we've seen what the Scha is for mitzvahs. If you imagine, a person will say a nice good morning to somebody with a smile, off and out, he'll get £10,000. £10,000. Then what will he do tomorrow? Tomorrow, I'll try and meet as many people as I can and as many good mornings. I'll become a millionaire in one day. If we would see £10,000 is an underestimate. A mitzvah, the schar of a mitzvah is endless. Honish can ek and honish can break. You know what the Rebbein Shem did by Kabbalah HaTorah? He showed us He showed us what is a scha for mitzvah. We had no choice. You have a choice? If you see what scha is for mitzvah, you see Gan Eden, you have a choice? You have no nisyonis. I won't talk Lashon Hara anymore, because I'll see what like you see Gan Eden, you see Faket. I won't do any Aveiras anymore. I'll only do one thing, Rotz Nashem. That's what the Rebbein Hashem did by Kabbalah HaTorah. He didn't give them a choice. He showed them what a mitzvah, the schar in a mitzvah. Today, I want to explain what's the schar. Can we imagine the schar if all the sinless chinam there is in our life will stop? I'm not talking about that there won't be any fights, there won't be any machloikas, you'll get on with everyone, shalom bayis will be gewaldig. The schar. The next time any of us have an Isoyan, of sinas chinam, of ben odem lechaveiroi, of trying to do a toive and a mitzvah to another person, we should realize kofelem hakigigis. Be grois, 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 gezein ischa. Today, I want to explain a Gemara, and maybe with this we'll understand what sinas chinam is. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Tom Rabbon, Ma said there was a story, Bebitoish and Nechunya Choyfesichin. The daughter of Nechunya Choyfesichin, Bava Kamma Dafnun. And she fell into a big, big boy. You can imagine, you go on the streets, see Amol, Megrupt, Agroisa boy, 30 amas deep. And they came to tell Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, she's in Sakona. She's in a boy. There's no way out. They came to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and they told her the daughter of Nechunya Chayta Sichin is in Sakona. So the first hour he told her, Shalom, she's okay, she's still alive. Second hour she told them, she's still alive. The third hour he told them, she's out of the boy. She's out of the boy. A Gemara. So they asked her, who took you out of the boy? How do you get out of a hole very, very deep, 20, 30 amas deep? Who took you out? We're not talking about in 23. They didn't have the potential we had today. How did you get out of the boy? Now I'm going to tell you what she told them. A Gemara, Zet Sechois, this Gemara has no Havona. She told them, you know how I got out? Zocher sherecholim nistamen li, zoken echot manhigoi. That's the Loshna Gemara. Zocher sherecholim nistamen li, zoken echot manhigoi. What's this mean? Zok Rashi. Zocher sherecholim eloi shel Yitzchok, zoken manhigoi Avro. You ask her, how did he get out of this boy? Can you imagine? So you know what she answers? She answers, the Isle of Yitzchok, and Avraham was taking the Isle of Yitzchok, and that's how I got out of the boy. What's this Gemara mean? How do you learn Taitch in this Gemara? Kum de Pnei Yeshua. And I'm telling you, this Pnei Yeshua is Kedai to remember a whole life. Never, never forget this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua, Bava Kamma Dafnun. Mitzvashem, in a few weeks' time, we're all going to make Kaporos. What we're going to do by Kaporos, we're going to say, I might understand what is Kaporos. What's the idea? Take a Tanigol, and you say the Tanigol goes Lemisa, and we're going Lechaim. What we're doing here? Zot the Pnei Yeshua. Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, but the Akedah is something others say it every day. We line it Rosh Hashanah. We say Rosh Hashanah in Musav. The Akedah is Yitzchak, Hayoyim, Lezare, Berachem, and Tiskoye. Klal Yisrael exists in the schus of the Akedah. So normally we learn the schus of the Akedah is, what did Avraham do? He wanted to bring Yitzchak a carbon. So this schus stayed by Klal Yisrael. Zot the Pnei Yeshua. There's another schus, which this helps, comes through the Akedah. There are many, many times that there's a gezeira on somebody. There's a gezeira. A gezeira of Ichaim. A person, their life has come to an end. Ichaim. The gezeira is here. When a lot of times in the Gemara says there is a gezeira you can't change. The gezeira of Haman, the Gemara brings it down. There's other gezeiras you can't change. What can you do? So what can you do? It's other Pnei Yeshua. Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, what did he do? When the Rabbi Yishon told him, don't bring Yitzchak. So he said, okay, I can't bring Yitzchak. So I'll take an aisle. And when he shechted the aisle, what did he say? It's like I'm shechting Yitzchok. When he was zoyrig the dam of the aisle, he said, it's like I'm zoyrig the dam of Yitzchok. When he made hefshet v'nituach, he said, it's like I'm doing it to Yitzchok. Everyone remembers the Rashi in B'chukoy Sai. Rashi says, Afa Yitzchok. Afa Yitzchok? Yitzchok stayed alive. There's no Afa Yitzchok. You know what it means, Afa Yitzchok? The aisle that Avraham Avinu shechted, and Stats Yitzchok, this is the Afar of the Isle, is Afar Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu, whatever he did with the Isle, was like he did it in Yitzchok. Soll der Bnei Yeshua Avraham Avinu hat er reingebringt in the Bria. That when there's a Gezeira, you can change the Gezeira. What do you mean you can change it? You can put the Gezeira on a Baal Chai. If there's a Gezeira of Yichayim on some of these other Bnei Yeshua, you can make Kaporas, and this Yichayim will go on the Tarnagol, and the person will stay alive. Who made such a thing, an investment, that you can change a Gezeira and put it on a Baal Chai? Avraham Avinu Barakedra. Because he took the isle and Shtatz Yitzchok, so he brought into the Bria that you can change a Gezeira. And that's why we make Kaporas. Zot Pnei Yeshua, the daughter of Mechun Yechoy Vesichin, if she fell into a boy, that means there was a Gezeira, she's not going to stay alive anymore. So they asked her, how did you get out? How did you change this Gezeira of Yichayim and stay alive? She said, you know how I did it? Eloi shel Yitzchok un Avraham an Higoy. Avraham Avinu brought into the Bria that you can take a Gezeira and you can change it and you can put it on something else. So in that schus of Eloi shel Yitzchok Avraham an Higoy, I came out alive. That's not the Pnei Yeshua. So we all sit here, Shashayna Pnei Yeshua, it's a Gevaldige Pnei Yeshua. What's it got to do with what we're talking about today? I'll tell you over. First of all, before Tekir Shoifu, we say a kapitel, Mem Zayin and Tilim, Lamaseya Pnei Koyrach, that Achmas Slifke Rebbe from Yerushalayim, Zeich Esadik Livrocha told me, you know why we say this kapitel? Because in this kapitel states, Yad Be Amim Tachtenu. Zog der Rashi in Tzilim in Kapitel Mem Zayin. Yad be amim tachtenu. If there's a gezeira on Klal Yisrael, this gezeira Rabbeinu Shalom put it on the Umas Oilam. Like you can change a gezeira and put it on a Tarnagol, you can put a gezeira on Umas Oilam. Yad be amim. When there's Yad be, Rashi, Yad be is a Loshon Kosher. When there's a shvere gezeira in Panosin Gezunt, in any other difficulties, Melchomas, put it on the Umas Oilam and take it away from Klal Yisrael. Yad be amen tachtenu. The same word of Pnei Yeshua. What's this got to do with our day-to-day life? Rabbeisai, I don't know if we have the koyach of Yad be amen tachtenu. If we have this koyach, take a Baal Chai, of the end of Mazayin HaGroisi Yid, but there's something that every one of us can do. There's a Rashi in Tzidim. Rashi says in Tzidim, other people say this kapitel every day, before the Shir Shel Yoyim. David HaMelech says in Tzidim in kapitel Peivov, Shomro Nafshi Ki Chosidoni. Rabbeinu Shloilom, look after my goof. Shomro Nafshi. A person has a goof. You know, we have to realize how much we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Mishnei Toifim Nefriyim is gesund. David HaMelech says, Rabbeinu Shloilom, Shomro Nafshi. Why? Because I'm a chosid. Because he's a chosid, so Shomro Nafshi. What does David HaMelech mean when he says, Shomro Nafshi ki chosid on? Zogt Rashi. Kumt Rashi, and Rashi says, Pshat in this posuk. Shomro Nafshi ki chosid on. Ki chosid ani, shani shoymea, gedufai, v'cherposi, ויכולס ביודי להינוקם ואני שויסק. זוג דה רשי, like a person can take a gezeira and put it on a tarnagol. Like he can take a gezeira and put it on umas oilam. There's something that every one of us can do every day. Imagine the Rabbeinu Shloilam is a toivu meitiv, chanun verachum. There's a gezeira on somebody. Is this Yichayim? Is this to lose a lot of money? Is this in chinuch habonim? In many, many difficulties in life. There is this gezeira. And it can't be changed. But the Rabbeinu Shem Zatoivu Meitim and Chanun Barachum. You know what happens? You go in the street, you come in Besmedrish. This happens every day to every one of us. I'm coming to park my car and somebody comes and he takes away my parking place. and there's no parking place in the area. I have to walk 10 minutes to find the next parking place. And you see the person. The normal reaction is, at least, you tell him, you know, all mensch is a compliment to such a person. Somebody comes into the Medrash and somebody says to you something and hurts you. It hurts. Yes, the Mesilas Yesharim says a person is very gefilig and a person gets easily hurt. You hurt. Sometimes it's in front of other people and you become a vuzer. Sometimes it can happen at home as well. You come home, today your wife is nervous. Yeah, you don't know the reason, but you come home and for no reason you feel that she's told you something, you don't deserve it. It happens the whole time. A person, how can they react? You? Barabin? Barabin? You're mevazami? Barabin? You fashame me in front of other people? I don't deserve it. And you have the opportunity to answer. And you have what to say. And you'll say it, it'll hit the nail on the head. You have an opportunity. That's one choice. The second choice is, the coming Friday, you'll send in a bouquet of flowers to this person. You'll send him a chocolate arrangement. Why does he deserve a chocolate arrangement? You know why? Because these bizyoinas that you got, this difficulty you got, they took away your parking place. Somebody, the berabim, mevayesh kevei, and he told you something that hurts. Itaka hurts. He disturbed the shidduch of yours. You know that he said something about you in the shidduch and ishkevaron. It hurts. And the Rebbeinu Shloim, why did the Rebbeinu Shloim send you these bizyoinas? Why did the Rebbeinu Shloim do this? Because he wanted that these bizyoinas should be a mamala mokim from a gezeira of Ichayim to lose a lot of money, to have difficulties in Sagid Lebonim, and the Rebbeinu Shloim changed it. Not on a Tanagoil, not on a Musoilam. How did the Rebbeinu Shloim change it? With bizyoinas. It's worth your while. I want to ask you, is it worth bizyoinas to save a business? Is it worth bizyoinas to save a life? To stay gesund? Of course it's worth it. Halavai! More and more! That's why he deserves a chocolate arrangement. He saved you. He saved your life. He gave you gesund. He gave you panosa. He gave you nachas in the kinder. Of course it's worth it. So David HaMelech, Shom lo nafshi, Rebbeinu Shloim, why? Ki chosid ani. What do you mean chosid ani? Ani shomea gedufay v'cherposi. People are mevazim me. Ooh, hat me mevazim gvein, David HaMelech. Shimin ben geiratim nish mevazim gvein. He called him a kelev. A melech Yisrael. Du hundu. That's what he called him. Imagine, I'll come into Beis Medrash tomorrow and somebody will say, Du Hundu. And noch sein, Barav Om. And he's Shomea, Gidufay, Vecher Posi. Sometimes you don't have what to answer. Zogt Rashi, V'yecholis, V'yodi, Le'inokin. And I have what to answer. And I can take revenge and I can put him on his place. V'ani, Shoisik. So these bizyoinas are be'yom malamokim that you'll give me gesund. This Rashi is worth everything. Das wird hereingebracht in the Bria that you can change a gezeira with bizyoinas. Avraham Avinu, Eloi shel Yitzchak v'Avraham Avigoi. Sinas chinam. Of course he did something to you. He was mevayish you, he was mevati you. But it's chinam. It was such a taiva for you. And instead, what do? You don't talk to him. And when you see him, you turn away. It's chinam. It was such a good thing for you, these bizyoinas. It was so good for you that have the difficulty of your parking place being taken away. Walk 10 minutes. This difficulty. Later that day I made such a good business deal. $500,000. Ich vergin everyone here $1,000,000. It was worth it. It's chinam. All our sichsuchim ben odom lechaveiroi are all chinam. And then you don't like him. That's why the chub is here. Person has to realize nobody can do anything to you if it's not an ashkoch elyoyne from the Rabbi Nishleilom. I'll tell you a beautiful story. I'll tell you how I know this story. The Sklener Rebbe is a chroine levroche. I'll tell you the makoy of this story. The Sklener Rebbe is a chroine levroche. He was nifted not so long ago. My Zayde, the Manchester Shiva, wrote on him, on this Sklener Rebbe is a chroine levroche, Meidani Olav Shu Sadik Emes. So this Sklener Rebbe, I remember when he was in Antwerp, he was also like this. When he makes chasna einikl, so he speaks under the chuppah. I usually speak by the chasnas. He speaks under the chuppah. Before the chuppah he speaks. And under the chuppah, he spoke a long time to the chosn, and it was getting late, and they wanted the ready that we should make the siddur kedushin. So he says he has another one story he wants to say to the chosn before he gets married that should help him in day-to-day life. And he told him over, this was in Tovshir Samach Dalet, and he told him over a story with a stipend. And he wanted to tell him, you should know, says Gevena Yid Gelate Nishaze Langsrik, Stipler was only Nifta Toshin Memhei, and you should hear a Meister with a Stipler. He told him over like this. There was a Rosh HaKoil in Bnei Brak who went to America to make money for his Koil. This Rosh HaKoil was called Shloima. He went to America to make money. And he came to her place, not Mamish, in the middle of Borough Park in Winnersburg. He came to a place, and in this place there was bottom of the Russian, but there it was more on the English style, Americana style, and dort ne gewein a president. So they told him, if you're coming to make money in this town, then you have to make sure that the president is happy with you, and then he'll encourage people to give money to you. Now this was Shekoinus of Shloima for whatever reason. He didn't esachnish verstanden with this Americana president. That he wasn't knowing enough covered with him, I don't know what. And this president was called Yosef, Egvon Baledikt. President, and he said, here you're making no money. Here you're not going to make any money. So he said, Shloima, no, what should I do? He didn't do anything so wrong, but okay. So he saw he can't make money here. So he left the place, he went to another place, came to another place, and he met somebody, and he told Yenu what Choshev HaKoyel he has. In Chaim and the Baron Leib, they hold very highly of the Skoil. So Yannis said, oh, and he showed them pictures of the young light, what they're learning, the fares they've taken. So Yannis said, I'll give you $5,000. We're going back 50 years ago, this story. So he said, I'll give you $5,000. Okay. Vivi Nishvi, this person who wanted to give the $5,000 was a brother-in-law of this president. And the president heard about it. And he spoke to Shlomo, he told me, you know, I saw Choshev Yid here, Choshev HaKoyel. So he said, yeah, you're going to give him money? Yeah, I said, I'll give him $5,000. I gave him a check, $5,000. Cancel the check. Don't give him a penny, he doesn't deserve anything. And he cancelled the check, and he lost his money as well. And this is Shlomo, I don't need to tell you, when you come to a town to make money for a yeshiva or the for a koyel, and you're not matzliach, I must tell you, you go home, Ebbeslu. So this is Shlomo went back to Bnei Barak. I don't know, maybe he made a bit of money somewhere else, but a broken person. Dochgang in Yoren. Yoren's an Adochgang. Tovshin Mem Gimel is a Etchassen gemachter Kind. So he went into the Stipler. And he wrote in the Stipler his name, Shloima Ben Rochel. The Stipler looks at the name and he says, what's your name? He said, Shloima. The Stipler looks at him. He said, what's your name? Shloima. So the Stipler tells him, on your forehead, I see the name Yosef. I don't see the name Shloima. What are you called? Shloima or Yosef? So, I don't know, I'm called Shloima. I've always been called Shloima. I've never added on a name. I'm called Shloima. So the Stipler told him, ich weiß nicht, on your forehead state the name Yosef. The Sklener Rebbe told his enkel, says, do I eat Heinz? You tell him what you're called. He sees on your forehead your name. So you're called Yosef. So this Shloima, this Rosh HaKoyel didn't know. So the stipend asked him, have you had to do with any person in the last years? The Yosef. And he started to think. I remembered, Yosef. Yeah. He had with this president, he was called Yosef. And what happened to this president? The stipend asked him. So this Reb Shloimeh knew this. This president, 2 years after this story, was Nifter. So the stipend told him, I'll tell you. This president was meant to live for many, many more years. But because he was Mavaziyu, and he disturbed his brother-in-law from giving money to a Mokim Torah, Zan Leben Otoifkeit. But he had many, many more years to live. What happened to these years? You got them. You should have been Nifta 10 years ago. Why are you alive today? You're alive today. These are the years that you got from this president, Yosef. That's why you're alive today. So the stipler told him, you're called Shloimeh on your forehead, Shnei Yosef. That's what Sklener ever told his angel. You should know. You'll have his Yonis in life. I want to ask this Rosh Hakoyl back. He went to America to make money for his koil. And he had in this stateless president made sure he didn't get a penny, a dollar nish. His swagger wanted to give $5,000, that's worth $50,000 today. And the check got cancelled. He made no money. He left America a broken person. I'll ask him, was it worth his while? Of course it was worth his while. He lived many, many years afterwards. It was worth his while? Of course. A person has to realize in life, any difficulties, any bizyoinus that a person has, is an investment. Eloi shel Yitzchak v'rochav Avraham and Higoi. Dank in loy v'rabayin shloilam. The next time any one of us has bizyoinus, has difficulties, however small, however big, you'll come to Shmoneh Esra and you'll thank the rabayin shloilam. Nevloi secho v'toy v'secho shemachol eis. And in this chus, will be zoiche v'korav, to be mekabu p'nei Mashiach sitkeilu, v'im heiro v'yameinu amen. Amen. I'm planning on a couple of